which trails are your favorite trails?
I think Sidewinder has got to be my ultimate favorite now, and Nichols is a fun trail. It's probably the most difficult one on the mountain now.
Oh, Nichols is?
Yeah.
And why is that?
Just it's very steep, and there's lots of changes in it, and a few little jumps here and there that are fun.
Do you know how that trail got its name?
From a guy's girlfriend, I understand.
Okay.
There's a tree that came down, I don't know how long ago, but it's been known as Nichols Pole. And that was one of the discussions we had with the city, is they thought it was too dangerous because it's very steep and it's elevated.
Oh, so people actually ride on
the pole. Yeah.
Okay.
And so they wanted to shut it down, but we kind of got that grandfathered in, and that was a big issue for our club because there's lots of people who ride it and wanted to stay.
And you were able to convince parks that...
Yeah, we actually refurbished it and went trail day.
You know, this is interesting about risk management, because I understand that really is a big part of managing the park there for the city. Because there's a sign in the pavilion area that discourages people from tobogganing.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I toboggan up there, so I can't say much. As kids, that's one of the places we went.
Yes. Oh, I wonder how the... You know, that just seems like such a natural thing to do. It's when it snows, you go up there to toboggan. And how does parks try to discourage something that seems so natural? Or it has been traditional, a traditional
use? Well, my understanding
use.
Is they put the signs up to limit their liability.
Ah.
It's not so much, they know they're not going to ticket people or do anything, but it limits their liability.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's one of the places where we learned to hang glide was on Burnie Mountain.
Oh, you hang glide on Burnaby Mountain?
Yeah.
It's still?
No, not anymore.
Oh.
No, it was strange. Well, we just were learning there wasn't that many places to fly, and a friend of mine and I were out there, and we didn't realize the slope is, the gliders, glide ratio is better than the slope. So as you go down, you can actually go from the top, and you go over the road at the bottom.
Okay.
So it wasn't good for beginners, which is what we were at the time.
Okay, and why is that again?
The glide ratio, that it may be, say, a 3-to-1 going down a hill, and a glide ratio is 4-to-1, so as the hill goes down, you're actually gliding above it.
Oh, and then you glide too far out?
Originally, when we did it...
Go in the water?
Oh, not in the water, no, okay. But you go in the trees down at the bottom.
Oh, I see.
Across the road.
Okay.
And then we did fly off the back one time. It was illegal, we knew it, but then landed down at Barnett Beach.
So you were hang gliding off the south?
Only once.
Oh, just...
We got a flatbed truck, set our gliders up, and went real quick, and just kind of... It was one of those things you do when you're young and foolish.
Okay, now, so tell me again where it was that you...
Right by the restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah, right off of there.
So you drove up there with your flatbed?
No, we had a guy up there go up and park the flatbed as close as he could, set our gliders up, and just ran off, and...
Just down the clearing there, and then off you would go.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! So you did it there, but you also did it once on the north.
Well, we did
side.
It a few times on not I don't know if it's the north side, it's the west side, where the big park is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where the pavilion area is. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we did it once when there was huge winds, and so we decided we could get two guys up in one hang glider. So we get out there, and not knowing what we're doing, we just all of a sudden we're going 30, 40 feet in the air, then the wind would die, and we'd crash down. And
oh, dear.
We also flew off of Cyprus, which it was illegal. The police tried to arrest us.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay. But you didn't get caught on Burnaby Mountain?
Nor at Cyprus, nor at UBC is another area where we did a fair bit of it.
What other unusual uses of Burnaby Mountain have you seen?
Motorcycles. There used to be a lot of, I think a lot of the trails originally were created by motorcycles.
Oh. So this would have been in the 1980s?
Yeah.
There were motorcycles?
Yeah.
Actually.
Even the 70s, I think.
Oh, okay. And you don't see that anymore,
no, you don't.
Of course, because it wouldn't be legal, I imagine. Actually, John Kirbison told me that he had a dog that got run over by a motorcycle on Burnaby Mountain. So that.
Yeah.
That was definitely a conflict.
Yeah,
yes.
It was. And lots of dogs off leash there. I mean, you never see a dog on leash there.
Any other interesting uses?
No, I think that was about it.
Have you seen any interesting mysterious structures up there? I mean, besides the mountain biking ones?
No. Someone said they saw a little kind of hut one time.
Oh, okay.
But I guess it was taken down.
Well, Steve Mancinelli told me that he knew that there were students that would camp out on the mountain. Did you ever see that?
No, I never saw them, no, but I've heard there was, yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering if you could tell me how the trails get their names.
Well, Dead Moped had a moped that had died.
Oh.
And it was by the side for a long time. And Nicole's, I believe, was named, and that was originally a motorcycle trail. And it was named after one of the fellows that built it. I think his name, I can't remember his name. No, I can't remember his name offhand. But yeah, it was his girlfriend. And then, of course, Jim Jungle was named after Jim, who was doing a lot of the trail work down in that area.
Okay. And Mel's Trail?
I don't know how that got its name.
Okay. I guess that's now the Trans-Canada Trail.
Part of it is, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Any other interesting trail names?
No, I think that's about it.
Okay. Henry told me that I guess at one time Parks was considering having kind of a standard for naming trails, but then they just decided to go with the historic trail names, which is great. Could you tell me a bit about the Trans-Canada Trail?
I don't know that much about it other than its development comes up from Barnett. It's very steep, and I know at the beginning of the race that's where they ride up.
Oh, for the mountain bike races.
Yeah.
So they ride up to
and
the...
And then get on the trails and...
That must be a lot of fun, that race.
Well, it's a lot of work. I don't know. I have never done it, but I've worked in it, but I've never done it.
How long has it been going on?
I think 4 years now.
Is it going to be an annual event?
I don't know. I think they're applying again this year, but I don't know if it's going to be an annual event or not. Hmm. I'm not involved with the races at all.
I was wondering how the bike riders make use of trails and paths up on SFU campus. Do you ride into
you
the
do,
SFU?
Yeah, a lot of the trails you access from SFU. So you go up across the campus, and some are right at the bottom of the where the tennis courts are. You access them in there.
So they'll drive up?
You go up the backside, up Cardiac Hill and...
You mean they don't drive up and then...
No, you ride up.
Oh, so you ride up.
Yeah.
And...
Then go across campus.
Okay.
And then take them and go down the other side.
Okay. And you can get on the trails near the tennis courts.
Yeah.
Okay. That must be close to where the... Is that close to where the pavilion area is?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have members who are affiliated with SFU or live in university?
Well, we have not. I don't know if anyone lives at university, but some are affiliated. We had a lot of students who were working 1 year. I know Dino does a lot of work for SFU.
Okay.
So he gets. We did some work within the Ring Road on SFU lands.
Oh, on trail design.
Yeah. That was not really sanctioned by them, but they knew about it, but just didn't. As long as it was up to a good standard, that's all they cared about.
And when was that done?
Last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. So, so SFU is letting you do some trail design and work?
Not so much trail design, trail work. The trails are there. It's just improving them so they're sustainable.
Okay. Is there any other way that you work with SFU to improve trails at all? So there's no official liaison or with SFU?
No, just unofficial Dino. I think it's the maintenance fellow up there, he knows.
Does SFU do its own trail
construction
maintenance? No.
No.
Are there concerns about continuing development on the SFU lands?
Well, we understand it's going to be very limited in terms of what was the land that was given to them. And so we kind of know the parameters of it now, and it won't affect the trails anymore.
Oh, it won't?
No.
Okay. Even when they start building on the southwest slopes?
Well, they say they're going to make sure that there's access to the trails, and that going through there, they want to make it so it can be ridden, bike-friendly, and pedestrian friendly as well.
Okay. I would think that SFU would think of that as an asset.
Yeah, they do very much.
Yeah. So is that another concern that, with the 10,000 people living in University, that the trails are just going to get really crowded?
And well, we saw the increased traffic on them already with the development currently. So we expect a lot more hikers.
Already you're seeing that?
Yeah.
Is it a significant difference?
Enough that it's noticeable. I couldn't put any numbers to it, but enough that it's noticeable, yeah.
Do you know if it's, does SFU provide any resources for the trails on in the conservation lands
no.
at all?
No.
Okay. Oh, actually, what other activities do you do on the mountain besides mountain biking?
Well, I play tennis up there.
Yeah.
And go trail running.
Oh, trail running.
Yeah.
Do you have any other links with the SFU?
Walk my dogs up there.
And you walk your dogs off leash.
Yeah.
Do you have any other links with, SFU?
Well, my daughter's going to do her master's up there now.
Oh, in what program?
In hospital administration.
Oh, okay. That is one of the assets of having, or one of the advantages of having SFU here, isn't it?
To have
your children go to school there. I was just going to ask, in what ways has the urban forest on Burnaby Mountain failed to meet or successfully realized your expectations?
I think it's successfully met my expectations in that it's an oasis in the city. There's very few municipalities that have that kind of an asset right in the middle of it. And it's been managed well. And it's a pleasure to be able to go up and walk through all the trees. Excuse me. And or ride through them and just enjoy them at any time of the year. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
And the access has been made so easy.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, I've actually come to an end of my questions. Is there anything from our interview that you have further thoughts about or want to add?
No, I'm just looking forward to the next 10 years on the mountain and see where it goes.
Do you have any ideas about where it's going to go?
Well, I think there's a couple of trails that we'll actually have completed, so I think they'll be sustainable for years and years and years. So that'll just made me think of a funny. Brian Berg is another fellow who's been very, very involved in it. And we wanted to get a big, they call them anchor rocks. And so we wanted to get it up on the start of this trail. So it took about 8 of us to roll it up. We got it up there and we're standing there and we're going, oh man, this is just great. All of a sudden, did one turn, then another turn, and then rolled all the way back down.
Oh no!
Yeah.
That's like the myth of Sisyphus.
Oh man, yeah. It's just to see it go. Just luckily there's no one below there.
Yes.
Yeah.
So did you go back down and roll it back?
Roll it all the way back up. But then we stuck sticks underneath it so it wouldn't roll down as we're trying to decide where to put it.
Yes.
But that's what I say is you look at those seas and you see the top of the rocks, you don't realize how deep they are.
Oh yes.
And you get a big anchor rock and then everything goes up from there.
I see. Oh, that sounds great. Well, thank you so much, Ron. This has been really fun.
Thank you, Kathy.
Okay.